Youth Zone is a local nonprofit based in Glenwood Springs, specializing in intervention, prevention, and volunteerism for youth between the ages of 6 and 18. Aaron Goodman is Youth Zone's Colorado Youth Detention Continuum Coordinator for the 9th Judicial District.
So we work a lot with the kids that are referred to us are from the court system mostly. We do have some self-referrals as well, but a lot of these kids got caught up in some trouble, and so sometimes they're ordered to community service hours. So we have a supervised community service projects that we do with the kids, and part of that is repairing harm to the community, but also we want to repair the harm to themselves too and recognize learning some of these skills to benefit their lives and to stay out of trouble.
One way Youth Zone works towards that goal is with life skills classes. They're offered in addition to supervised community service projects.
So we start out with a personality assessment and then the career exploration, what are they interested in? And then I'm connecting them to the community resources that they like to do. So somebody wanted to be a lawyer, or kids are interested in going to city council, so we'll set that up for them. So it's just letting them know that there is a community and that they can access these resources and they do have a voice in this community.
Goodman says the collaboration with Colorado Workforce Center and the Department of Vocational Rehabilitation expands the types of classes and experiences that kids have access to, creates a streamlined partnership between all three organizations, and cuts out redundancy.
And the hope is when they exit our program through Youth Zone, when they turn 18 or they're moving on to adulthood, we want to make sure that they have that continued support. So making sure that we're setting them up here with these services through vocational rehab or workforce services, and then they can continue being involved in those programs once they exit Youth Zone. So I think that's a really big benefit of this collaboration process as well.
Libby Walters is the lead regional youth counselor for the Department of Vocational Rehabilitation. She helped clarify how the partnership works between all three entities.
So Aaron is delivering this awesome curriculum about life skills, work skills. I'm providing some vocational counseling, and then Samantha's coordinating a lot of the community experiences, is what our vision is for this program.
Walter says the Vocational Rehab Center will also oversee student registration, provision of the curriculum, funding, and vocational counseling.
So the idea is that as this curriculum is being delivered and as they're having these community experiences, I will be there to kind of help navigate their career paths and these pathways to different jobs so that we can help direct that, as well as be a resource when they do exit this program.
So what are the community experiences? Youth Career Coordinator for the Colorado Workforce Center, Samantha Fries, says they're meant to allow students to get a real-world look at career paths that may interest them.
So we kind of see where they want to be directed, and then I will base the field trips I plan on their career path so that they're invested in where we're going. And if we can't go into the community, we'll have speakers come in so that they fit the kids' needs. In other areas, we've taken the kids all over Glenwood and the Valley. So within the schools, we've been up to the Caverns, the Hotel Colorado, the electrical school in town, animal centers. Like, we're kind of going all over the map for what the kids are interested in, and we hope to implement that here too.
The overall curriculum helps students develop communication and self-advocacy skills, among others. Samantha Fries expressed how the combination of life skills classes, vocational rehab, and community experiences work to support the long-term success of the youth involved.
And I think that once kids get in trouble, there's a lot of people that come together to try to help them and get over, you know, this phase of their life. But then once those services go away that are, you know, court ordered or, you know, whatever it is, then they're just left and they don't know how to continue on. They've been getting on all these rules, and then all of a sudden these rules are gone. So we're trying to set them up so that they have people who they know they can call or help in the community overall so that they can continue being successful even after their services at Youth Zone ends.
You can learn more about the collaborative project by visiting youthzone.com. KDNK News, I'm Lucas Turner.